Well, another thing that happened, some of the members of the church didn't want me to put the money in a bank, want me to keep it in my house.
Why?
And I don't know why. Just crazy, I guess. I just told them, I said, you ought to either give me order to put that money in the bank, or either I'm going to quit and give the money to you.
Mm-hmm.
So, enough, a majority of them agreed for me to put it in the bank. And I had to put the money on Chandler's bank right there in Ocala.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a couple of $1,000 sitting out here in my house in tin buckets and paper bags and all such as that. And the merchant over there, Mrs. Johnson,
mm-hmm.
every now and then she'd come over there and want some change. She all had all big money and wanted some change.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't mind giving it to her, but doggone her soul, she went and told the niggas about it. And then the niggas were coming in and want change and all such as that. So I just put it in the bank. And
mm-hmm.
every week after service on Monday morning, my wife said, we get my car and we go to Ocala, put it in the bank. Mm-hmm. I had no change. So it worked out that way, but it wouldn't have been long for somebody to come in and rob me of that money. And what would I have done? I wasn't able to replace it. It would have been my duty to replace it, but I just wasn't able.
That's too dangerous to leave that much money.
Yeah, it's been a lie. If you had that much money on you now, somebody knew it and something would kill you. The kid is thinking of getting a couple of $1,000 and get 50 cents maybe.
Yeah.
And so it worked on that way until this brother Deacon of mine.
Mm-hmm.
I don't hold it against him. But somehow or other, that money got out of his coat pocket during preaching services and had never been found. Right in the church.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he come back on me for it. He said, I lost that money. He says, I wish you'd pay the preacher out of the treasure. I said, I can't do it. I said, that money to you by my daughter for you to give to the preacher after services. I said, and you lost it. It got lost.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I got ready to make up a yellow report, I made up my report, and I wasn't feeling good. I wasn't scared.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't scared to get up and talk before no crowd. And so I just asked the preacher that day, I said, would you mind reading this report for me? And he said, no, he said, I don't mind. And he read that report, which I think I'd done my duty.
Mm-hmm.
The gains and losses were supposed to be put in there.
Mm-hmm.
In that report. Well, when it comes to that, I said, so much money sent to the church a certain Sunday by my daughter and it disappeared during the church service. Don't know where it went. And he read it just as if I had, mm-hmm. as I had wrote it down and everything he got through. And after the service, he come to me, he says, Brother Smoke, he said, that's one of the best reports I ever heard made in the church.
Mm-hmm.
Well, from then on, that fella commenced to, what I say, rooting me out.
Uh-huh.
He rooted me out of Sunday school. He rooted me out of the treasury of the church and everything. And what I just say, picked me up and set me on the back seat. Well, now, that was a hard place to sit down. I'll tell you.